Blog Talk Radio.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to ride. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value. So, I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Generally, the Constitution is a charter of negative liberties. Says what the states can't do to you, says what the federal government can't do to you, but it doesn't say what the federal government or the state government must do on your behalf.
Fat on a rough road riding high.
You didn't build that.
Mountains climbing, twisting, turning further from my home.
Shut up your mouth, Mr. Obama. Shut up your mouth, Obama.
Be young, like a new moon rising, fierce.
I've got a pen.
Through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
And I don't want no one to cry. But tell them if I don't survive, I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I was born free.
And I've got a phone.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Like the grandest canyon, wild, like an untamed stallion. If you can't see my heart, you must be blind.
What difference at this point does it make?
You can knock me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
I've got a pen.
Welcome aboard the program. I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom regardless of that cost. And regardless if I've lost my voice again. We're going on damn near a year where I have not had my voice. I got to do something about that. I got to quit screaming at people. But damn it. Well, look, we do not concern ourselves with the cost. Freedom is not cheap, but we can afford it. Tyranny that we cannot afford. Tyranny that we must not ever afford. And that's what we're doing now. I mean, my God, we buy tyranny. We vote for tyranny. We praise tyranny. We promote tyranny. We live tyranny. We can't get enough tyranny. Well, how about a little freedom in there, huh? Well, you want to be a part of the program tonight? It's going to be kind of a short show tonight. We got football coming on. I want to watch the game. But look, we got to talk about some of this stuff. I mean, it's important. Now, I may go the full 2 hours. I mean, I don't know. Who knows with me? I get talking on something, forget about it. But if you do want to be a part of the program tonight, 646-716-7978. And make sure you press the number 1. That way it gives me a little icon, tells me that you want to talk. All right, if you have a story out there where you have been tyrannized in any way, and I do not care by who, it does not matter to me. Doctors, lawyers, judges, cops, Walmart greeters, who gives a damn? You've been tyrannized, you've been tyrannized. Well, here's what you do. You get on Facebook, you type in the captain, shows up news personality. Well, you send me a message. Captain, I've been tyrannized, I got to get my story out there. Well, guess what happens? Well, you climb aboard, you get your story out. And that's what it takes, man. That's what it takes. And you can never shut up about it, ever. It's your life. It's your family. It's your way of life. It's everything about you. Don't shut up about that. What are you, nuts? Look, your voice is important. If you don't use it, it's worthless. So let your voice be heard. All right, also support my other good friends on Blog Talk Radio, Radio Jihad Network, Vito Esposito, which is on from Monday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. Kel Fritzy is on Tuesday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. She is my first mate. She is my first fan of the show, as a matter of fact. She found me by accident, and I found them by accident. Hey! It's a beautiful thing. Check out the Radio Jihad Network. They're a good bunch of guys over there. I'm telling you. Captain approved. Trust me. Annie from Southern Sense. Annie, if you're listening, we come on Friday night, tomorrow. Oh, my God. Picks are ready to go. Picks are ready to go. Oh, my God. NFL season. You know what I hate about the beginning of NFL season? And I love the NFL, but it means summer's over. I got a friggin' birthday. Baseball's coming to an end. But, you know, if it wasn't for football, how the hell could you make it through the winter, especially in New York? How do you do that? Well, you need football. That's why God invented it. It's for all those snowy areas. You got to give, I mean, the people need something to do. But there is that lull. I mean, if it wasn't for the Daytona 500, but it comes at the end of February. So you got, after the Super Bowl, you still got a couple of weeks where, you got ants in the pants and you need stuff. They should have it where just everything, every weekend, you've got some kind of major sport. That way, you know, you're never left, naked. It's that awful feeling where there's just nothing. Even if you don't want to watch it, knowing that it's on, it makes you feel warm and fuzzy. But that's just me. And why are we talking about this? Well, look. Yeah, we do have to talk about the things that we don't like. And this is what I do. I talk about things I don't like. But we also have to talk about the things that we do like. Otherwise, we lose focus. If all we're going to do is talk about the things that we don't like, well, that's all we're going to be doing is talking about the things that we don't like and never doing the things that we do like. It's okay to do things that you like. It's okay to have a little fun once in a while. It's okay to like things. I'm sorry. But we're Americans. We're free. We like to have fun. What's wrong with that? Anything wrong with having fun? My God. Yeah, we got to work. Of course. But you can only work so much. And you can only play so much. If all you do is work, well, then, you know, I mean, yeah, there's nothing wrong with being a workaholic. I am. But, I mean, you still need a little bit of something, something, something that just takes you away for a little bit. Otherwise, you lose focus. So, again, it's okay to be American. It's okay to like things. Also, Joseph Gibson with Understanding the Times in Which We Live In. He's on Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. And, of course, my girlfriend, Audrey Russo, from Real Talk, who is also simulcast on Red State Radio. I do believe she's still on Thursdays from 6 to 8 p.m. All right, we got a lot to get through here tonight. Of course, we always do. And I never shut up. And there's lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of very evil people out there that are just desperate to take away your freedom. Them sons of bitches. Well, there's only one way to combat that, and that is to lift our jib and get our freedom shipping away.
Yeah, there we are. We're officially underway and headed out to sea. Arr! Boston make shift colors!
Yes, I love that. Again, man, I'm telling you, I feel like I'm homesick. I feel like I have been, for the last couple of weeks, I mean, I've been dreaming the ocean. My mind has been on the ocean. It's just been there. I want to be there right now. You know what I loved about being in the Navy, being out to sea? We didn't get the news. We didn't get the news. We had AFARTs that would come in, you know, every time we pull into port, or maybe we're out to sea for a certain length of time, and they, you know, give us a video. The news was, you know, at least 30 days old. And none of us were giving a damn about it anyhow. And when they say ignorance is bliss, yes, absolutely. I was so much happier when I was ignorant. But what am I supposed to do? Just ignore reality? Ignore this? Ignore all the problems that we have? Ignore everything. Ignore the crime. Ignore the this. Ignore the that. Bop, 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 bop. That's what the liberals want you to do with Hillary Clinton. Just ignore it. No. It doesn't matter. Don't worry about it. Just forget about it. Just concentrate on Donald Trump. Don't worry about Hillary coughing and puking and gagging and tripping downstairs, having seizures, sending classified information all over the world so God and anybody can actually read it. All they need is a freaking computer. I mean, some of these kids are like 10 years old. Oh, they can hack in. There's probably a kid out there, probably 8, 9, 10 years old. I mean, I don't know how these kids figured this crap out, man. I mean, I just don't get it. But hey, you know, good for them. Good for them. But again, anything with technology is either a tool or a weapon. And I think we've seen the damage that internet can actually cause. It is a combat zone. The internet is a combat zone. It's a very dangerous street to play on. You got to be careful. You shouldn't have to be, but to be. It just seems like there's an over. I know that. You know, as long as I can remember, there's always been criminals, there's always been scammers, there's always been this, blah, 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 blah. But it just seems in the last, well, I mean, I first started to notice it, I guess, when the Clintons took office. And then it just got more and more and more. And then when Obama took office, I mean, it just seems like there is this, I don't know what the hell to, how to describe it. But everybody has to screw everybody. It's like this, it's game. Screw everybody before they screw you. Everybody's had to screw everybody. Then they preach peace and love. Oh, and I hate Donald Trump. But yet you're talking about peace and love, and you're out to screw anybody and everybody that you come in contact with. I mean, I don't understand this country anymore. I don't understand the mindset of where this country is. I don't get it. I mean, I just don't understand it. None of this makes any sense to me. And how? When, I mean, my God, with Hillary Clinton, my God, how can you keep ignoring this? How? And this jackass, this is Carl Bernstein. This guy irritates me, man. Him and that Woodward, both of them. And I know I give them a hard time on this program, and I do, and there's for a reason. I mean, what these guys did with Richard Nixon, what Richard Nixon did, and if you studied Watergate, okay, I mean, you look at what Watergate, and you look at what's been going on with Hillary Clinton, you look at what's been going on with Barack Obama. I'm sorry, but they're, I'm sorry, but it just makes him look like a little Boy Scout. It does. It makes him look like an Eagle Scout. Compared to what Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton, and now we got Chelsea involved. Don't give me this crap that she's all sweet and innocent. I don't give a damn. She's doing a lot with the Clinton Foundation. Don't give me this crap that she's sweet and innocent. I don't buy it. Do I have absolute 100% concrete proof? No, I do not. However, I mean, I think it's worthy of investigation. Let's put it that way. But you can't tell me. I mean, I don't buy it. I don't buy it. And Hillary had no idea. Oh, no, they were classified. It had to say in the header. It didn't have a header. However, she signed her name to documents where she actually wrote the C up there, but she had no idea what that C meant. Really, she had no idea what that C meant. The smartest woman in the world. What do you think that C meant, huh? And what really bothers me is these people who believe this crap. I mean, how do you believe? I mean, look, everybody lies. I don't care who you are. Even the Pope lies. I know, I just pissed off all you Catholics, but let me tell you something. Your Pope lies. Even that Pope John Paul, he lied. He's human. You cannot be human and not lie. It's impossible. It's impossible. Look, we all do it. But there are certain lies that you just don't tell. And if you've got to be telling a whole host of lies, which Carl Bernstein here calls Donald Trump a pathological liar. Oh, but Hillary Clinton has, you know, she's got, how did he put it? Oh, I mean, it was pathetic how he put it. Oh, she's got issues in that department or however the hell he put it. We'll get to it here in a minute. But this, I mean, come on. If you're going to call Donald Trump a pathological liar, and then not call, and then talk about his integrity and talk about this and talk about that. And then you're over here supporting and slobbering all over Hillary Clinton. I'm sorry, Mr. Bernstein, but you have zero credibility with me. You never did. Even when I was a kid, when this crap was going on, Woodward and Bernstein, I never liked them, both of them. They just rubbed me the wrong way. And where were they with all of the issues facing not only Hillary Clinton, but Barack Obama? I guess their typewriter, broke? You don't have a computer? You can't write it on, a toilet paper roll? You can't find a pen anywhere? Where's all your writings about what happened in Fast and Furious? Huh? Where was that? Huh? How about Benghazi? Not only with Barack Obama, but Hillary Clinton. Where were all your investigative reporting there? Huh? Where? Where's your investigative reporting, Woodward and Bernstein? Both of you. You're a couple of hacks. A couple of political hacks. That's all you are. How about the IRS scandal? Remember what you were reporting with Richard Nixon? Well, he got a couple of audits? Well, look what Obama did. He had several, I think in the hundreds, of organizations that weren't allowed to be organizations because, they were conservative. Where was all your reportings on that, Woodward, Bernstein? Huh? Where were those reports? Huh? What happened? You sent it by email to someone and your computer blew up? Huh? You sent them in by mail and the mail truck exploded? What happened to all these reports? Where were they? What happened? Uh-huh. How come you didn't write any books? Huh? How come you didn't write any books on Barack Obama? How about Hillary Clinton now? She's running for president. Where's all your investigative reporting on her corruption? How about that, Carl Bernstein? How about her lies? He's over here calling Donald Trump a pathological liar. But he's slobbering all over Hillary Clinton. I mean, come on. How can this guy have any credibility? Get the hell out of here. If you're going to give this guy any credibility, which I never gave either one of them credibility, even when I was a kid. And I remember coming home from school, and PBS used to have Watergate on TV. And I come home from school. I didn't really understand too much of what the hell was going on. But I was watching it nevertheless, and I was interested, and I just was trying to pick up on what I could pick up on. Then, of course, you heard the news forever afterwards, but these two just rubbed me the wrong way. What Richard Nixon was doing, it was wrong. We should not have a president to do that. But you can't tell me he's the first one to do that. Or is he the last one? Look what the Clintons did. Look what the Obamas have been doing. My God. And Bush, I'm sure, God only knows. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not trying to excuse it. I'm just saying why is it right for one but wrong for the other? This is my point. If it's wrong, it's wrong. It's wrong for both. And again, it got to the point where finally the Republicans had to give in. They had to cut bait. They had to turn on Dick. Had to turn on the man. Well, I'm sorry, Democrats, but it's time to turn on your girl. Okay? It's time to turn. Okay? Time to turn. It's time to accept the reality. I know you don't want to. I know it might be painful. Well, I don't want to hear it. But the corruption within, with these Clintons, we don't, America doesn't need that anymore. Look, it's up to us. Okay, if we're going to clean house, we cannot expect these politicians to clean themselves. This is our job. It's our job to clean them. You understand? And there's only one way to do it. If we get in the voting booth. I know a lot of people, and no, your vote doesn't really matter because it is rigged. Of course, it's always rigged. But you get enough people to vote. If they can rig it all they want to, it ain't going to happen. And we can do it. Can do it. We must demand it. We have to demand it, both Republican and Democrat. And it's high time that the Republicans, we need to clean house. We need to get rid of the John McCains and the Lindsey Grahams. All the turds. Time to flush them down. We got to get rid of these guys. I'm sorry, but I mean, come on. And Mitch McConnell, for the love of God. Kentucky, what do we got? What are you doing, huh? Nobody in Kentucky? That's it? Mitch McConnell, that's it? That's the only one in Kentucky that can run for Senate? What? The only one in Kentucky? You've got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. He's the only one in Kentucky that can run for senator? Are you nuts? Kentucky, come on, you're killing me here. Work with me. Huh? Work with me here a little. I don't give a damn how long he's been here. Show him respect. He's been there so long. We can't do that. Let's just respectful to challenge him. What? No. Everybody talks about democracy. Well, how is it democracy when you keep letting the same jackass in over and over and over and over and over again simply out of respect? 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 This isn't a question of respect. What do you mean respect? Respect has nothing to do with respect. If this guy had any respect for the American people, maybe I wouldn't be calling for his job. These politicians had any respect for not only the American people, but our laws. Specifically, I'm talking about the supreme law of the land, which is right here in my hands. You can hear it. Yeah, that's right. That's the United States Constitution. That's right. I just said the C word. Constitution, Constitution, Constitution. And now I'm going to say the F word. Freedom, 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 freedom. Yeah, stick that up your ass, FCC. How about that? Shut up. My God in heaven, America, we have to be better than this. We have to be. This is not us. We can't be this way, right? Huh? Well, I don't want to live this way. I don't give a damn. I refuse to accept it. I refuse to accept this way. I'm not going to comply. I'm going to have to go live out in the hills and be a hermit or, you know, face getting arrested and thrown in some kind of friggin' FEMA camp. But I'm not going to comply with this crap. I just can't comply with it. I mean, I'm sorry. America, we're better than this. We don't have to accept this. There's nothing to be afraid of. The only thing you got to be afraid of is to not fight it. You don't fight it, you're going to get it. Be careful what you ask for in this world, because there are people out there that will give it to you. And what the hell last night, this commander-in-chief forum? Okay, this, you know, first of all, why was it a forum with the candidate all by themselves and not a – was that to help Hillary? Is that what that was? Was that to give Hillary, try to give Hillary a boost? What the hell was that all about? No, I don't want to see that forum. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see that. We've already seen that. I mean, come on. What the hell was that? I mean, I don't want to see that. Why was it a forum and not a debate? Obviously, Hillary is doing everything she can not to debate. Now, when they do have the first debate, I wonder what kind of what kind of disaster is going to occur. I hate to be this way, and I hate to bring this up, and I hate to talk about this kind of crap, and I'm not saying that it will, and I'm not saying that it won't. I'm just saying. If something does happen, I think it's going to be very, very, very coincidental. Too coincidental. But she's doing my whole point is, she's doing everything she can to avoid a debate. She doesn't want a debate. She's going to get her ass handed to her. And that's a big ass. When you got that big of an ass being handed to you, it's going to suck. She doesn't want that. And she knows she doesn't want it. Her followers know she's going to get her ass handed to her. Everybody knows. So she's doing everything. Now that's why she came up with this debate, this forum. I mean, what the hell was that? I mean, it was, I watched it today, the whole thing. I didn't see it live because I was on the air, but I mean, I didn't really learn anything new from either candidate. I didn't see where this was helpful. I'm sorry, but I got to give it a failing grade. It did nothing. I didn't learn anything new from either candidate. I don't know what the hell that was supposed to do. Oh, and they do it on the Intrepid. Oh, and they try to make it a Commander-in-Chief Forum. I mean, I don't know. Some of the questions were, all right. But the liberals were, and I can't stand Matt Lauer. I mean, I never have. But whatever. What does that matter? He can't stand me either. He's never even met me. He doesn't even know who I am. But I'm sure if he did meet me, it would only take a matter of, a couple of seconds. And I think he'd realize, yeah, I don't like him. And that's fine. I'm okay with that. But the libs now are all attacking, and I hate to come to his defense. But I got to come to his defense. The liberals now think that Matt Lauer, they're hyperbolic from hell, man. They think he's in the tank for Donald Trump. Well, let me tell you something. With Matt Lauer, he's not in the tank for Donald Trump. He's in the tank for Hillary. Why he was asking her, I did not consider these questions that he was asking her attack questions. She wasn't answering the man's question, and he was trying to get an answer out of her, and she wouldn't answer. And he was asking legitimate questions and the questions that he should be asking. And he did the same with Donald Trump. Of course, you look at the difference between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, and Donald Trump just simply had a better answer. He was ready. He was prepared. He had an answer. Donald Trump is not ashamed of anything that he said or done, and this is what people respect. Well, you don't have to agree with what he said or what he did, but I mean, you got to respect the fact that the guy respects himself. And look, you can't respect anybody unless you respect yourself. I'm sorry, but you got to respect yourself. Sometimes I know you got to forgive yourself for some of the crap that you've done. There's some things that, it's very trying to forgive myself for, but, you know, sometimes you just got to do it. Nobody else is going to do it. You got to do it. You can't forgive anybody else unless you can forgive yourself. You can't respect anybody else unless you can respect yourself. It's just the way it is. Donald Trump had an answer. He had a better answer. Because the answer was the truth. He didn't have to think about it. He didn't have to also wear a little earpiece. What the hell was that all about? Huh? Was that an earpiece in there? Now, you know, when you watch it, okay. Yeah, you could say, okay, yeah, it was the glare of the lights in her ear. Okay. I mean, I'm just, it's possible. But it's also very possible that she did have an earpiece. And if you look at the first question, you could tell she was like talking and listening at the same time. Now, whether she did or she didn't, I don't know. I don't care. I don't like the woman. Never have, never will. She's got no business being president. Her answers were just junk. She's trying to convince people that she is so sweet and innocent. She didn't do nothing wrong. Her followers will follow her. They don't care. All the corruption. And I do like that one question. The guy said, what makes you think you could be commander-in-chief after you corrupted our entire system? What the hell is it? I know I got it here some damn where. But, I mean, you know, that was an audience question. And you could tell she was a little – this guy was actually a Democrat, and he was a veteran. She was a little, you know, you could tell a little taken aback. But, again, overall, I mean, I thought this whole forum last night was pointless. It was to give Hillary Clinton a chance to actually speak without getting her ass handed to her. Something's going to happen before this next debate. Now, I don't know exactly when the first debate is. I know it's during football. But I just can't help but wonder what kind of what is going to happen. So she doesn't have to debate. I want to see a debate. I didn't want to see this stupid forum. And I don't want to listen to audience questions. Look, I'm sorry, but if you got to write your question down on a piece of paper, you don't have a question. You either have a question or you don't. The question's in here, not on a piece of paper. I don't want to listen to that crap. I want to hear a debate. I want to hear the candidates actually debate each other. Not only do we need to hear questions from you know, the public, which are your broadcasters or whoever, moderators or whoever. And if you want to take questions from people who have submitted, okay, that's fine. But you need to have these candidates actually debate. Not just answer these powder puff, stupid, you know, boxers of brief questions. The candidates need to have it out, man. They need to duke it out. Give them the gloves, man. That's what I'm saying. Put them both in the freaking ring. Give them some gloves. Give them a coal miner's glove. That's what they need. We need a coal miner's glove match. That's what I want to see. That's a debate. Get in the ring. Beat the living snot out of each other. Whoever's standing at the end wins. Ugh. Now, if you look at the picture enhanced, yeah, you can see the lights from the studio. But would those lights really bounce off of your ear? Or would it bounce off of something, say, plastic? It'd be more to bounce off of more plastic than it would be your skin. See, this is my point. You know, they make them where they're very clear and you can barely see them, these earpieces. But unless she's got a lot of sweat in her ear, which she might, then those lights would not reflect that way. You would not see the stage lights off of her skin. Again, unless it was, you know, she had sweaty ears. Maybe she does. She's a Sasquatch. Maybe she does. Maybe she's got sweaty ears. I don't know. That's all I'm saying. Those lights would not reflect off of the skin that way, but they would off a piece of plastic, like rubbery plastic. They're very, you know, they're made that way. So they're very clear. So people can't see them. But the light will reflect off of that. But it won't reflect that way off the skin like that. That's my point. And we all know the Clintons. We know that they can't win anything unless they're cheating. Cheating's winning with them. Well, I would venture to say, if I had to put money down, if I was in Vegas, had a gun in my head, and I had to put a bet down, I would put a bet that that is an earpiece. That's just me. The lights are not going to reflect that off of your ear. Again, unless you have a lot of, you know, very sweaty ears, but still, they wouldn't even reflect that brightly. So that is off of like a plastic or a vinyl or whatever the material is that they use to make those earpieces. And she was getting answers sent to her because she is incompetent. She's not the smartest woman in the world. She's not that intelligent. And if she really is that intelligent, why did she fail the bar exam the first time she took it? Yeah. 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 She's in D.C., takes the bar exam, fails it. Then she goes back to Arkansas to meet, you know, her semi-on-and-off boyfriend. She does whatever she does. Bada-boom, bada-bing. Look at this. I think it's, a year later, she takes the bar exam in Arkansas and passes. How did that happen? She's not that smart. I'm sorry. And everything that she has been in charge of has been a disaster. She's incompetent. The woman is incompetent, period. And you want this as your president? She can't give you the answers. She doesn't know the answers. She doesn't know. She doesn't care. She just wants to be the queen. That's all this is about. She just wants to wear the crown and walk around and be royal. And give a speech that says absolutely nothing. And her fans just, I mean, it's just like, it's so pathetic. It is so pathetic. She says nothing. And all of her supporters, I mean, they're just melting. I mean, it's just ridiculous. But no, I'm sorry, but... those lights are not going to reflect off of your ear that way. It's going to have to reflect off of something like a plastic or a vinyl of sorts, whatever the material is that they make it. But it's not going to reflect that way off of your ears. So, yes, I'm going to go ahead and say, without a shadow of a doubt, she was wearing an earpiece. And we all know that she doesn't know. She needs that earpiece. This is who she is. This is who all the Clintons are. They don't know anything. They got all these other people telling them what to say, what to do. I mean, they can't live on their own. My God. And this is the woman you want as your president. This is the woman you want as your president. Nobody else. Not Donald Trump, because he's a racist. Is that what he is? Is Donald Trump a racist? Oh, that's right. He wants to protect America, all Americans. So I guess that makes him a racist. Yeah, I understand. You know, one thing has just dawned on me. And I don't know very much about it. Because the media is not covering it. Of course, you know, the media, God forbid if the news was going to cover the news. We can't have any of that business now. Come on. Well, with this pipeline, I got to cover this because, I mean, there is such a simple solution to this. I mean, it is so right there in freaking front, man. I just don't understand it. It is so simple, so easy. I don't understand the problem. Now, look, whether you believe in the pipeline or not, I do believe in the pipeline. I mean, I think it's a great thing. It's a wonderful thing. And it can be very beneficial to us, and it can work. However, you've got the Indians that have their land. It's their land. It's high time to, well, start abiding by the treaties that we gave them. Okay, it's their land, it's their land. Now, twofold on this. One, it's their land, and if they say no, you can't build whatever it is that you want to build on our land, you can't do it. You can't put up a road sign, you can't put up this. If they say no, you can't do it. It's just that simple. It's their land, it's not yours. Leave it the hell alone. Call it a day. Now, can't reroute it. Which I think we could reroute it. But my biggest question is, and this is what has always just drove me nuts. I don't understand why nobody has seen this other than me. I find it very difficult to believe. But we're getting all of these all of the oil coming from Canada through this pipeline. Okay. Why do we have to have that pipeline all the way to Texas and Louisiana? Why do we have to have the refineries there? Why can't we just cross the border and build a refinery either in Montana or Idaho or maybe Washington or maybe all three, maybe North Dakota? Take the pipeline, wherever it's coming from, I think it's probably closer into Montana, and build and put some refineries right there. Now you've got the refineries from the south in the Houston area, Texas. And you distribute the oil from the south to the west and the north and all over the east, everywhere. Well, I have another refineries in the north that do the same thing. Now you got more oil being transferred all over the place. You got more oil being used. You got more people buying oil, which means you got more money, more revenue coming in, and you can actually fix these frickin' roads once in a while, and you don't have to goddamn go through the Indian land and start creating all those ruckus. And I know they're arresting people. It's their land. How do you arrest somebody on their land? It's their land. They say get off. You need to get off. I mean, I don't get this. Doesn't make any sense to me. Why do we have to have that pipeline go all the way freaking down to Texas? It doesn't make any sense. Why do we have to build the refineries down there? Why can't we build a refinery up north? What are you kidding me? There's plenty of open places up there. You could build the goddamn refineries and it wouldn't destroy the environment or anything else. And you might actually give a couple of people a job. I mean, problem is solved. I just don't understand why. I mean, come on. I cannot be the only one who sees this. I cannot be. It's impossible. I cannot be the only one who sees this. It's their land. Let them have it. And if they say no, you can't come on it. Get off of it. And now they get the dogs out there on these people. That's ridiculous. I mean, come on. Come on. We don't need any of that. That's ridiculous. But again, why do we have to have that pipeline all the way down there to Texas? Why can't we build a freaking refinery Up north. Why? What do you? Oh, it snows. We can't do it because it snows. Well, you can't. Oh, come on. Come on. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. You can build a refinery somewhere closer than Texas, where the weather is not going to impede. You can find a place to build more refineries. You do not need to put that pipeline all the way through. Now, you're crossing into Indian land, and I don't really care for whatever reason. If they don't want you on their land, they don't want you on their land. It's theirs. Let them have it. I mean, that's like China coming over here and wanting to start building bridges and roads and crap and digging tunnels on our land. It's like, wait a minute. It's not your country. You can't do that. This isn't your land. Well, it's the same thing. And don't give me this crap that we got to build the son of a bitch all the way down to Texas. It doesn't make any sense. It would be more strategic to have refineries closer to the north and having the refineries in the south. Now you can distribute more oil, more places, more people are driving, more people are buying it. That way more revenue is coming in. I mean, Jesus, I'm not even, I mean, this is basic, simple mathematics. You don't need to be an economist to figure this crap out. Oh, my freaking God. And now you got to send dogs on these fucking, come on. Look, it's their land. I mean, how do you get arrested by being on your own property and telling intruders to get off of your property? Now, how does that happen? I'm trying to process this. I don't get it. How the hell does that happen? Now, again, I do believe in the pipeline because the pipeline's going to bring, it's going to bring some good things. But we don't need to bring the son of a bitch all the way down to Texas. We've got enough of the pipeline already. Let's build a refinery. Let's get it to work. My God. The Indians don't want you coming in their land for whatever reason. It doesn't matter what the reason is. It's their land. Don't worry about it. If you can't reroute it because you have to go down to Texas, which doesn't make any sense, but whatever. But if you have to get down there, you can reroute it. And if you can't reroute it, well, then build as far as you can. You can build the damn thing and build a refinery right there. You're out in the middle of absolutely nowhere. There's no reason why you can't build new refineries and really put people to work. I mean, the problem solved. But no, we can't have that. We got to have confrontation. We got to arrest people. Got to bring in the dogs. Everybody's got to fight, fight, fight. Fight for what? My God. Everybody talks about unity. Unity, 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 schmoonity. There's no unity. There's one-ity, and that's it. I mean, dog eat dog. Oh, God, I mean, my God. I mean, to a certain degree in certain things, I mean, if you're in a sporting event, you know, in competition, dog eat dog, okay, one thing, you know, you're on the racetrack. Of course it's dog eat dog. But when it comes to humanity, I mean, at some point we got to start drawing some lines here when it comes to the dog eat dog. If the Indians say you can't come on their land, then you can't come on their land and call it a day. You could build refineries closer to the north. There's plenty of room. There's plenty of places. You'll create more jobs. More strategically, you've got oil coming from the north and coming from the south. More is distributed. More is bought. More revenue. I mean, it's simple. It's done. My God. But no, we got to create a confrontation. We got to go to war with the Indians. But, you know, the media is not covering this story. Why is that? This is what I'd like to know. Why are they not covering it? Why is the media not covering this? What's going on here? I mean, again, I'm all for the pipeline. I'm all for getting the oil. But I think we've got a pipeline big enough. We've got it already from Canada into the United States. We don't need to keep bringing it all the way through. I mean, what the hell are we doing and why are we doing it? It doesn't make any sense. I don't believe that the pipeline's going to destroy the environment. I'm sorry, I just don't. But that's beside the point. We've got the pipeline long enough. We need to build the refineries closer to the north and leave the Indian land alone. Again, whether it's going to destroy the environment or not, which I do not believe it will. But the point is, it's their land. And if they say no, it's no. If a woman and a man go out on a date and they start getting frisky, she says no, well, it's no. And if the man, he says no, and he keeps going, well, then he's going to have to lawyer up. It's their land. That's the key point here. It's their land. They get to run it. They get to govern it. They get to rule it. It's theirs. If they say, I'm sorry, but you're not coming in with these trucks and tractors and backhoes and shovels, you're not coming in. Well, then we're not coming in. I don't understand it. I just don't get it. There's no excuse for it. None whatsoever. The only thing about it's not only the United States, but it's the world, is everybody just wants to fight with everybody. I mean, I'm just so freaking sick and tired of it. I'm sick of it with CPS. Everybody wants to fight with everybody. All the parents that have been victimized, they want to fight with each other. CPS wants to fight with the parents. The parents want to fight with CPS. The judges, they want to fight with people. Lawyers want to fight with people. Politicians want to fight with politicians. Everybody wants to fight with everybody. Fight, 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 fight. And what? What do you win? What do you win when you win the fight? What do you win? What's your prize? What do you get to win? What is it? Huh? What? What's the prize? Yeah, nothing. So why the hell are you doing it? Well, we're humans. This is what we do. I'm just sick of it. God. I know they got sex changes now. I wonder if they got species changes. I want a new freaking species. If a man can claim that he's a woman, well, a man should claim that, okay, I'm no longer a human. I want to pick a freaking animal. I'm going to pick an endangered species animal. That way no one can touch me. What the hell animal would I pick? What endangered species animal should I pick? Let's see. I don't know. It don't really matter to me. But I'm just sick and tired of the... I'll be anything. I'll be a friggin' earthworm. I'm just sick and tired of the human race. I'm sick and tired of these bastards. They're driving me nuts. Where the hell is the humanity? Where did it go? Why did we lose it? I mean, we're not even selling it. We're giving it away. And we think we're getting something in return. How? What? What are we getting in return? What? We're getting self-destruction. Is that the point? Is that the goal? And why? Why is it a goal to self-destruct? Again, I just don't understand it. I'm completely backwards. I don't understand the human race. I don't understand society. I don't get them. I don't get these people. None of this crap makes any sense. None of it. But yet, here we are. We can't get enough of it. We got to get more, more, more. I mean, just let people live, man. This is how I am. Just let people be. If you don't like the way they live their life, well, don't live your life that way then. This is my point. You got to pick and choose your own way of life. You know, it's up to you. It's not up to somebody else. And we have to preserve that. Regardless if you don't like the way your neighbor lives. But you have to stand and defend your neighbor. Because he has the right to live the way he wants to live. He does not have the right to live the way you want to live. That's your right. That's not, it has nothing to do with him. You have the right to live your life. He has the right to live his. Now, if they're different, they're different. Doesn't mean you got to go to war with each other. Doesn't mean you got to get on Facebook and start trashing each other, which that's got to stop. That kind of crap, I'm sorry, but this has got to stop. This Facebook trashing has got to stop. It's got to stop. It's got to stop. It's ridiculous. And if somebody does it, just ignore them, block them, do whatever you got to do. But don't respond to them, because the moment you respond to them, all you do is add more fuel to the freaking fire. Be better than them. Just ignore them. I know it's difficult sometimes to ignore them because some of these people are very, wow. I mean, they get ridiculously personal. There's no excuse for that. There's no excuse for that at all. There's no reason for that. So just block them, and you don't have to worry about them anymore. Just let them go. Everybody's going to do it, and I don't care. I know there's a lot of people, they trash me. I don't really give a damn. I'm not going to be trashing people on Facebook. I'm just not going to do it. We can't do it, people. If we're going to be unified, we're going to have to get unified. But we're going to have, again, before we can have respect for other people, we got to have respect for ourselves. We've got to have respect for ourselves. It's just the way it is. You can't forgive somebody else unless you forgive yourself. And we all have transgressions. We've all done things that are just like, oh, my God, you look back, what the hell was I thinking? I can't believe that I did that. I'm not that kind of person. I don't, you know, we've all done stupid stuff. Okay? We're human. We all lie. We all cheat. We're all human. We all commit the same crimes. We all commit the same sins. We're all human. But if there are some sins, some crimes that are just simply unforgivable, especially when they happen over and over and over and over and over and over again. But yeah, there's nothing to see here. No, no, no. There's no, no. There's nothing. No, 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 no. No, no, no. You, no, 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 no. That's a right wing conspiracy. That's no, no, no. That's Alex Jones. Come on, let it go. Come on, nothing to see here. Well, yeah, there is something to see here. There's a lot to see here. And if you can't see. You can't see what has happened in the last 8 years with Barack Obama. You can't see what happened, first of all, with the first Clinton. Oh, my God. I mean, it was out then, and people knew it. But still, back then, nobody really cared. The media told us that the economy was so great. Well, here's what I'd like to know. And I remember watching that election. I recently, I've been out of the Navy for like about a year or two, and I was living with a girl at the time, and her dad, he said, you got to go down and get a computer. And I said, he says, well, you got to get it. He says, you know, all that stuff that you got in your trunk of your car, all the writings. I said, yeah, that's what I had in the Navy. I wrote on everything. I wrote on anywhere I could find piece of paper or toilet paper. I wrote on everything, man. And I had stacks of crap, books, you know, like log books, all kinds of stuff. notepads. I had stuff everywhere, just blank pieces of paper all over the place. I had stuff, scribbles written all over. He says, well, you need to get that. And I said, well, it'd be nice to put the, you know, all this crap on a computer, you know, but I got to retype it all. And I said, buddy, you know, I'm going to have new stuff. It'd be nice. So we went down, we got the computer, and then we got on the internet. Back then was not what the internet is today. I had AOL. And AOL was, I mean, you had, you know, that that instant message. I remember when that came out. I mean, that was, wow. I mean, you could actually, you know, talk to people right away. That was so cool, you know. That was a big to-do. But I also had Prodigy, which was another internet service, and it really didn't, you know, really do a whole lot. But they had, and I watched the election on my computer. I had it on TV, and I watched it on the computer, and they had the map. And I'm on the West Coast, so the president's already used to be decided. I mean, if you got off work at 5, well, the president was already decided before you even got off work to go down to the damn polls. So, because as soon as the polls closed on the West Coast, they would project everything. So it was already pre-decided before you even went to the polls. So, but I was watching it. I went down to the polls early in the morning. I was the first one there. And I'm watching this, and I still could not believe that. I said, well, there's just no way that, you know, this Bill Clinton is going to win. I mean, this guy's a doofus. And the first time, I remember when they showed Hillary Clinton, when he was running, and the campaigns were never as long as they are now. Now they're like 3 years long. But they showed her, and I was like, oh, they showed him, and then they showed her, and I said, well, God, I mean, you know, Bush, he's not going to have any trouble with this guy. He looks like an incest baby. And her, the first word that popped into my mind, I'm sorry, I hate to say it, but it rhymes with itch. Like you got a mosquito bite. That was the first word that popped into my eyes. You can see it in her eyes. You can see it. It encompasses her entire being. I said, there's no way in hell this guy's going to win. Well, he did. I was just like, something's wrong here, man. Something doesn't seem, you know, it just didn't seem right. I said, you know, if there's anybody, you know, I know they always talk about every election that it's rigged. And I was like, you know, this one had to have been. It had to have been. And I do know, I mean, well, I don't know for an absolute 100% fact, but I think it's safe to say that the Clintons paid off the Perot, this Ross Perot, to steal votes from Bush. Either that or they, you know, they encouraged him. And they probably, from their campaign, probably gave money to his campaign to keep him going. And Ross Perot was, I mean, good God, I don't know how people could follow. That guy was a clown. He was a clown. But when they came into office, and I say they because Hillary thought she was the president. Even though she did absolutely nothing, they wouldn't let her do anything because everything she touched was a disaster. She's incompetent. The woman is completely incompetent. But now she can't even go on a forum to be asked these questions without an earpiece and being spoon-fed the answer. And you could tell the first answer, she was listening and speaking at the same time. You could tell that. That was easy to tell. But why the liberals are all turning on Matt Lauer, because he didn't pull out a baseball bat and hit Donald Trump over the head until his brains were exposed. I mean, I don't know what the hell. Oh, they picked on poor Hillary. He asked her legitimate questions, and these are quite, you know. And I hate to give any you know credit to Matt Lauer because I just don't like him, but He asked her legitimate questions that the American people not only have a right to know, but deserve to know. They've earned it. They need to know. And of course, her answers were just like they always are. And people buy it. But I really think that this forum was, what the hell was that? Again, I did not learn anything new from either one of these candidates. This was a waste of time. What the hell? It was pathetic. Oh, you're doing it on top of, the Intrepid in New York. Oh, that's supposed to make me what? I don't care where the hell they're doing it. It needs to be a debate, not one of these forums. Well, she doesn't want to debate Donald Trump. So she's doing everything she can, and I'm sorry, but the next scheduled debate, I'm just wondering what kind of disaster, what kind of something is going to happen to keep her from having to debate him. Hopefully she's in jail and, the guard won't let her out of her cell. But I don't think that's going to happen. It should. She should already be in jail. And same with this president, this Barack Obama, or is it Barry Satoru? Huh? I give up. I can't remember. He's got so many names. We don't know anything about this guy. I mean, is it Barack Obama? Is it Barry Satoru? Is it Joe Smucatelli? Who the hell is it? What's his religion? He says he's Christian, but he goes to a church that's not Christian. And he's very supportive of Muslims. So, I mean, we don't know his religion. He says he's a heterosexual, but we got all these reports that he's actually a homosexual, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. If that's the way you want to be, I don't really give a damn. I don't have to sleep with you, so what the hell do I care what the hell you do? And his wife has these mysterious bulges through her dress? What the hell is that about? So we don't know anything about these Obamas. Now, look, I'm not saying that Michelle Obama is actually Michael Obama and she's got a penis. I don't really care. I don't care. Penis, vagina, I mean, I don't really give a damn. She can have two of each for all I care. I don't care. I can care less where her genitalia is. I don't like her. Or him, or it, or whatever. And I don't like Barack Obama either. He is, without a shadow of a doubt, the worst president this country has ever had. And why people can't see it is mind-boggling. This guy has done so much damage to this country, so much damage to actual freedom. I know every government, they want to take away freedom because they want the power. But this one takes the cake. This one it's up to us. This is our problem. We created it by voting it in time after time after time after time after time again. So we're the only ones who can fix it. So if the only way to fix it is we got to demand it. This is what we want. We're not going to accept anything less than. But nobody wants to do that. Nobody wants to get off that couch. It's so warm and comfortable. The kitty's asleep on my lap. I got these bags of Cheetos. There's a Kardashian marathon on. I'm supposed to get off. What? Off the camera. Why? Go to work and there's a sweat. Why? Get involved. What? Yeah. You got to get involved. We all do. This is our life. This is our way of life. We've got to get involved. We got to take a stand. We got to say no. No, I'm not going to accept the unacceptable. No. I am not going to have patience for things I should not have patience for. No. I am not going to tolerate the intolerable. No. It's okay to say no once in a while. Believe it or not, it's okay. It's okay to say yes once in a while, too. But we got to take a stand. If we want our freedom, we got to fight for it. And once you get it, you got to fight even harder to keep it. Just the way it is. And we're fighting harder and harder and harder every day to get rid of it. Doesn't make any sense to me. Well, what the hell? Where is this country? Why are we here? Well, Donald Trump, I really believe, is the way out. I really believe that not only can he negotiate with these foreign leaders, but if he does what he says he wants to do, it is a boost up our military, which I still don't think he's going far enough. We need to be closer to 500 ships like we used to be. We need 2,000 fighter jets, 40 Marine battalions. We need to be the biggest military in the world at all times and be at the ready at all times, all over the world. We have to protect ourselves. I'm not saying we have to go to war. War should be the last resort, not the first response. Now, I served under Ronald Reagan. Now, I hate to keep bringing up Reagan. Oh, the good old days when we had this. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I heard my grandparents, you know, oh, we had FDR. Yeah, we had FDR. You were in depression. And he kept you there. So FDR did absolutely nothing to get people out of the depression. He was a fraud. The whole depression was a fraud. It was a scam. Everything's a scam. Nothing is real in this world anymore. Nothing. Nothing is real. And what is real? I mean, you don't really know how real it actually is. That's ridiculous. I mean, it's completely, I mean, it is, I mean, it's sometimes I just lay back in bed and I'm thinking to myself, this is surreal. This is like a bad nightmare. Somebody wake me up. My God. But when I served under Ronald Reagan, I mean, we had peace through strength. I know that's a cliche. Well, no, it's not. We had the biggest military in the world, the strongest military in the world, the baddest military in the world, and nobody wanted to screw with us. And when they did, well, they got their ass handed to them, and they learned their lesson. They said, screw it, hey. Gaddafi tried it. He said, hey, you know, screw it. No, that's all right. No, it's all right, boys. We don't need to be messing with you anymore. That's all right. We learned our lesson. Iranians tried it. They learned their lesson. We kept them in check. And now, Barack Obama, I mean, he can't wait to get Iran a nuclear weapon. He can't wait to pay them. Look, we took that money away from them, that $1.7 billion, because they took our friggin' hostages. And it wasn't $1.7 billion. That was all interest. We don't pay interest on that. We never should have agreed. I don't care what The Hague says. Screw The Hague. We never should have paid them that money. It's like, wait a minute. You took our hostages. You lost that money. You lost that money because you took our hostages. But no. Oh, but The Hague said we had to do it, so this was separate. It wasn't a ransom. Why did he pay him? He could have fought that. The Hague? He can't stand up and fight The Hague? What are you, nuts? For the United States of America, we're not going to pay them that money. And what did they take that $1.7 billion? What do you think they spent that money on? Well, it was in several different currencies. I wonder how much of that $1.7 billion went to Hezbollah and Hamas and Syria. I wonder how much of that $1.7 billion they're using to harass our Navy ships with their boats. Not their ships, but their boats. Harassing our Navy ships? What are you, nuts? I'm sorry, but that never would have happened. That never would have occurred. We'd have never stood for that. When I was in the Navy, no. They'd have tried that crap? No. We'd have blew them out of the water. Literally. We got our 25 millimeter right there at the quarterdeck. We'd have blown them out of the freaking water. My God. We wouldn't have stood for that. If they got too close, we got our 5-inch guns. If they're far enough away, we got our 5-inch guns. They get in close, we got our 25 millimeter. That crap wouldn't have gone on. They wouldn't have done that. But we give them all this money, and now they harass us, and our Navy ships have to change course. We don't change course. No, we don't change course for no one. You change course for us. That's the way it works. But that's what I want to see. I want to see a bigger military. We need to have the biggest military in the world. If the United States is going to survive as a nation, and when I mean survive, I mean to be a free nation, which is the only way America can survive is if we're free. Otherwise, it's not America. I don't know what the hell country it is, but it ain't America. But the only way America can survive is we do have to have the biggest, baddest, meanest, most villainous, orneriest, nastiest, vicious military in the world. But we don't need to go all across the globe attacking all these dictators that we don't like. We need to pick and choose of when we use our military. And we use it at the last resort, peace through strength. And when we had the biggest, baddest, meanest military, we had peace. We had peace. We had peace. Liberals, they don't really have peace. They just ignore all the violence. They just ignore it. Oh, it'll go away. Just ignore it. No, I didn't see nothing here. Nothing to see here. Well, yeah, there is something to see here. There's a lot to see here. But Donald Trump is the only... this is it. And what I really love about Donald Trump is, one, he's not a politician. He can't be bought. He wants to boost our military. He wants to bring jobs back. He wants to do things. He knows how to do it. He knows how to talk to these people. He's negotiated with people all over the world. So he's got a relationship with a lot of different countries. And I really believe, you know, hey, look, if we can be friends with Russia rather than be enemies with them, I'd rather take that. I'm not saying that we got to trust them and become, you know, slobbering buddies with them. But if we can at least keep, you know, somewhat, you know, civil between the two countries, some kind of civility, some kind of a respect and understanding between the two countries, and we can come together and we can attack ISIS. And you look, it's gonna have to be a world coalition. We can't do it on our own, and we can't lead from behind, whatever the hell that means. That doesn't even make any sense. How the hell do you lead from behind? What in what? And people bought that too. They just gobbled it up. But if we're going to win this, we're going to need the world. We're going to need a world coalition. We're going to need China and Russia together. China, Russia, the United States. We're going to need England. We're going to need whatever European country has any kind of military. We're going to need Australia. And yeah, we're going to need the Middle East. We're going to need you so-called good Muslims. You're going to be the one to actually end this war. We can only kill them, and that's it. But you have to end it, and you have to end it through talking to your children. So, hey, putting on a vest and blowing yourself up is you're not going to get 72 virgins. You're not going to go to heaven. It's a scam. Cutting people's heads off because they're not, you know, the right kind of Muslim, or they're not even Muslim, that's not, you don't do that. That's wrong. That's how we're going to end this. It's a mindset. We can only kill them, but the good Muslims are going to have to end this war through the mindset. And that's the only way that we're going to actually physically end this war. And that's going to take a long time. But if we can at least destroy their army to the point where, you know, they really can't fight back, well, you know, I mean, they'll figure out a way to come back as another organization. You're always going to have terrorist organizations. But if we kick their ass to the point where they realize, hey, you know, we might want to take a break from this for a while. And, you know, we'll gang up and, you know, 10, 20 years or so. And that's what we got to do. And that's what Trump is trying to do. I don't see what the big to do with this is. I don't know how that makes him a racist. But, I mean, I don't get it. I just really don't get it. But anyway, we're going to close out early so we can get back and everybody can go back and watch the football game. But getting back to that forum last night, there was no excuse for that forum. What the hell was that? Again, I learned absolutely nothing new from these candidates. Nothing new from either one of these candidates. That was just a waste of time. There was no debate. I want to see a debate. But Hillary doesn't want a debate because she's going to lose. And if somebody takes a picture in the audience, well, then she's going to start seizing. She's going to start coughing. Oh, I'm in the same room with Donald Trump and it makes me allergic. Oh, hee hee ho ho. And the audience just gobbled that up too. Laughing. Oh, I mean, she's hacking and puking and there's, you know, her, what's his name, Tim Kaine or whatever his name is. He's in the back. He's laughing. He's giggling. She's over here hacking and puking her lungs out. And he's in the back laughing, and no, he just thinks it's funny. Oh, God. But America, I mean, the bottom line is, look, we've got a lot of work to do. And we're the only ones that are going to be able to fix it. If you think for 1 second that you're going to go into the voting booth and vote for your favorite candidate and all your problems are going to go away because this particular candidate won the election, then you're an idiot. It doesn't work that way. It just doesn't work that way. We got to do the work. And it is a mindset. It is a mindset. We got to have it in our minds of who we are, but we got to understand who we are. We got to learn who we are. Well, who we are is in the Constitution. And if that document is so racist and so horrible that you can't touch it and you can't read it, will you show me a better document that gives everybody freedom, the same freedom as everybody else? You show me another document that does that better than the Constitution, then you got something to talk to me about. Other than that, shut up. All right, I want to thank everybody listening here tonight. Now, tomorrow night, we're going to be doing NFL picks of the week. We start kind of early because it does take us generally 2 hours to get through. So we do it for the first 2 hours. That we get our picks through so that the people listening live can hear it. We don't take phone calls during the picks, but we do take phone calls in the third hour. But you need to be on your phone at 646-716-7978. But it is a lot of fun. It does take us 2 hours to do all the picks because we do have a lot of fun when we do it. But we start early, right off the bat, and we immediately go into it. So if you want to join the fun, don't be late. That's what I'm telling you. So we'll see you back here tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Goodbye, everybody.